Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Full 90 Soccer Time Podcast, our weekly look into Seattle Sounders FC, fat guys smashing bellies, and super uninteresting dad life commentary, plus an attempt to understand the hottest soccer league not funded by foreign royalty, MLS.
This is all fake news. You started off, most of that, what you just said is true, except for, again, we need to stop, like, You adjusted the intro in such a way that made it so much better because it's accurate about what you can expect from this. Except for the fact that you still said our weekly look into, like, we haven't recorded this show in how many months?
I don't even think we have the counting system to determine that anymore.
I don't think so. Yeah. I know every time we try to think of, like, oh, it's a milestone episode that we're doing today. And then I literally have to go back to our podcast feed and count the number of episodes that we've done so far.
I'll tell you what, we'll name this one whatever episode it is, okay?
And okay,
that way
great.
We can just go back to this one and know.
Yeah. And I don't count the ones with Ross because, those are great. And, I mean, obviously significantly better than what we're doing now.
People cared way more back then.
Yeah, because you had a professional BBC-trained broadcaster on the show.
I wonder why he quit.
Oh, yeah.
Weird. Yeah. So we have a guy that's got 6 months off to raise a kid.
And
he has a mustache.
I got a little bit of the... I mean, is it still a mustache if you also have a little bit
of
the...
You got to understand, the way you're talking to the microphone, all I see is the top. So it looks like I have a mustache too, you see?
Yeah. I'm full on like Wilson from Home Improvement.
Yeah, talking over the mic?
Yeah.
Perfect.
You just see this part of me.
It's better than the opposite Wilson, the Australian Wilson. I do not need to see that.
Going to Urban Dictionary right now.
G'day, mate.
Brandon's just Porky Pigging it on the podcast.
Oddly, he has his camera highlighted just perfectly for it. So we're your hosts for mornings on 107.7 The End. I'm Gregor, and he's been in the locker room. Stop, sit down. He's been in the locker room.
Moving.
The pitch and in the stats booth at Lumen Field, back when it was called whatever it was called. He's Brandon from the internet.
And they made me wear pants there.
I think that is one of the requirements, is it not?
I actually don't know if it's explicitly written anywhere that you have to wear pants.
Do us a quick solid and click on through to Apple Podcasts. God knows we need it. Give us a rating.
Definitely 5 stars.
Definitely comment about how frequently and consistently we do this podcast.
Somebody on James Woolard, BritVox US, is the PA announcer. If you don't follow him on Twitter, go give him a follow. Big Sounders fan, good guy.
Congrats on yet another season with the team he announced today.
Yeah, I think this is 12th season with the Sounders, I believe. Amazing stuff. Good on you. And the great thing about him is that he is not only the voice of the Sounders in the stadium, but he's a fan of the club, right? Like, enough people have done enough work in this industry, right, where you can work for any team and it doesn't really matter. But to have somebody like that who's a fan of the club, get behind it, awesome. He put out on Twitter that he is looking for some more Sounders content, some more Sounders podcasts and things like that to listen to.
My bad.
And somebody was like, oh, what about Full 90 Podcast or Full 90 Soccer? Well, Full 90 Soccer Time, but on Twitter you can go follow us at Full 90 Podcast.
And, branding.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's go branding.
No. No.
I said branding, not branding.
I know, but I'm traumatized. Anyway, and we were like, ooh, yeah, definitely listen to us.
For the record, I was not.
Thanks for the promotion, whoever it was that like shouted out our name on Twitter. We need that, except for the
Mr.
fact.
Mr. Walton, yeah, I think is who it was.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm joking. I love doing this. We just lots of times don't have the time because I am obliged to do this other show.
Yeah.
The Nerd Talk Plus, sometimes found on the Nerd Talk podcast feed, is a Tuesday show on Odyssey, on the Odyssey network. You can get the app now in the app store of your choice,
and that show's a lot of fun.
It's great.
It's
really
super
good.
Fun, and we love doing it. We also love doing this show. We love the Sounders. It's just been a while since we've been able to. I'm a new dad.
Yeah.
My son, Stone Brian Schmetzer, Carl Gustav, Brad Bradsmith, is actually a great kid. He doesn't make it very difficult for me, except for when I'm in here doing this and my wife's out there taking care of him and all she wants to do is lay down. So the only thing that he's making difficult is my marriage.
Yeah, great. Thanks, kid. Don't worry, that gets worse.
Well, that's great. So I can't wait for 18 more years of this. Because then you're done, right? You write them off, and I mean, you don't know. Your kid's not that old yet.
Oh, my kid's already in the army. I don't know. Four, right? That's like...
I think that's a good...
Yeah, he doesn't even know what a gun is. We've kept him like so sheltered about all that. He would be terrible in the army. What an idiot. Anyway,
sick burn, bro.
We're back for another season of the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast. We don't know how often we'll do this. Hopefully every week, because we said so at the top, so obviously we'll do it.
It's been long enough that we've done this that you skipped an entire part. Go give us a rating. Definitely 5 stars. But most importantly, tell us who your favorite Sounders FC player is from. And let's be honest, at this point, if you're not saying Nuhu, you're wrong.
Yeah, obviously the most valuable player of the African AFCON.
Yeah. If not the most valuable, at least the most entertaining.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, in huge pockets.
Anyway, I mean, huge pockets.
To fit Salah in there like that? I mean, big pockets. Anyway, so we're back for another season, and I think I found some inspiration on what could get us to podcast more frequently. And
money?
I have it. No, there's no one's providing that. I agree with you. If we had some sort of sponsorship deal, that'd be great.
That would certainly inspire me.
Just when you're thinking, like, should we pod, I want you to keep this guy in mind. I want you to think, like, we're going to do it for him. And it'll keep you going through the times where we're just a little stressed out and we just don't have enough time for this.
Okay.
Can you take a screenshot when I hold this up for me, please, so we can show everybody exactly what it is?
Yeah.
When you're thinking, man, I just don't know if I can do a pod today or not, I just want you to think of this guy.
What's that? Oh my gosh. I hope that that's like a what Gregor just showed me is a what can only be described as a professional portrait of him kneeling with a brown belt on, looking as fierce as he possibly can.
In my karate gi,
gi. Yeah, he has an American flag on his. He has an American flag on his shoulder. Yet he's never talked to his kid about a gun. Yeah. Rip that off right now.
Yeah, he's probably going to be one of those damn Democrats.
Oh, and I live in Spokane, so I'm obliged to groan every time I hear the word.
Your eye roll has guns in it.
Now, what I'm upset about is you're in that picture. You're in that pose. You're kneeling. It's I'm assuming it's like your rest position when you're in karate class or whatever it is.
Beautiful blue background.
Beautiful blue laser background. Like definitely got taken at the Yen Lee place, wherever photo shoots.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was like one of those, was it like a Target or Walmart photo studio that they have where you can like take your kids in and get pictures in front of those backdrops? No, the question is like, look, we're adults. At this point, we're not getting a lot of opportunities to get awesome pictures taken. We're not out there playing in the Sounders FC media match, which and getting professional photographers to take pictures of us doing awesome athletic things.
Is that happening this year? Because I'm in.
I don't know, but you have this opportunity, and you didn't do some spinning kick thing and get the photo, like, at least, like, one of those back where you're, like, in the background kind of faded out doing the spinning kick and your cool professional photo up in front.
Yeah, Brandon, it's such a disaster. Okay, so here's what happens. They send out an email that's like, hey, it's picture time. In other words, bring your child for their professional photo at the dojo on Saturday the 9th or whatever, right? And so my instructor hits me up to be like, you doing picture time? And it's just her job to like sell these things, right?
Sure, yeah.
And I'm like, no. And she's like, yeah, you're doing picture time. And I was like, okay, I'm doing picture time. So I just got my brown belt. I'm pretty proud of that. And I go down to the place, and before they've just had like some local yokel ticket. It's just like, you know, someone with a couple lights, and they just take a picture in front of like the normal background in the studio. And it's fine. That's cool. I show up, and it's a full-on lighting rig, backdrop, green screen. This guy is a professional martial arts photographer.
Oh my gosh.
But not like for a kung fu movie.
Right.
But for like 9-year-olds to pose.
Yeah.
And I'm totally caught off guard and it's like terrible, right?
This feels very much like an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, like where you show up to take photos and it turns out it's just you and a bunch of 9-year-olds in their gis.
And their parents. So it's like my parents dead, not with me. So it was a little tear, you know. That's
funny. Yeah. Tattooed.
Come on. And so I get these pictures taken. I'm very uncomfortable. They show them to me. They're like, okay, which package do you want? And I was like, oh, I don't actually want
the Australian Wilson
photos. Like, that's not appropriate, Brandon. There's children present.
Okay, great.
and their mothers. All nice. The dads just stand outside, like, look at this nerd. And I'm like, I will fight you.
Anyway, and you will win because it's only a brown belt.
How dare you? I will destroy most of these dads. I am 6'5". You quit talking to your wife and you listen to me and threaten you with my intimidating height.
For all of the things I said, she just brought me a coffee. It was very nice.
Oh, she's the sweetest. Anyway, I get the pictures. I spend the $65 on this 3-picture photo pack. It's like, I can't. Every choice I make is wrong. I get the pictures and I'm like, I'm in like this serene, like no smile face, like as someone who's embarrassed to be having their photo taken with children present, right? And I realize that I should have done my best like Tyrannosaurus impression. Yeah. I should have gone like full on screaming my head off, like about to rip the heart out of like a paper target, not like a human or whatever.
Absolutely, like Kung Fury mode.
Yeah, I should have like, but not even as good as Kung Fury, because at least that guy's legit. It should be like, no one should be able to take it serious. Yeah, and just like over the top, horrible face. Yeah. Like, what was I thinking?
I think the most like unsettling thing about this photograph, which you at this point, we've talked about it enough on the show, it has to be posted to at Full 90 Podcast on Twitter. We'll do that. I think the most unsettling thing about it isn't the serene way that you're kneeling in front of this background. It isn't the blue laser background that you are in front of. It isn't even the fact that you aren't smiling despite having just spent thousands of dollars, I know, because I've also done it, straightening your teeth. None of that is what's unsettling. What's unsettling is I don't think I've ever seen a serious photo of you. And so this is like, it's like I've just discovered a new species in the rainforest. Like I'm like a little unsettled that it hasn't been discovered yet, and also in awe.
Now, that being said, I think that we should all be mad at the photographer who did not recognize. Like, granted, you've been taking pictures of kids all day, and it's like, it sucks, and your life sucks when you're doing that. Like, you probably, like, take badass pictures of, like, owls attacking stuff at night or something like that.
Oh,
and then, like, to make the money, you come in and take pictures of idiots, adults doing karate, right? But, like, I'm kind of mad at the photographer for not being like, hey, man, what are you doing? Like, don't just stand there and make it, like, and the more expression-filled faces that I made in my previous photos that I didn't choose were terrible.
Yeah.
So, better direction, photographer.
Yeah. Like okay, in
you got
this one,
to work with.
In this one, I want to see you ripping the heart out of a truckodactyl.
Yeah. So listen to our other show about truckodactyl.
Actually, you said something about capturing photos of owls screeching and attacking things at night.
Oh, good. This is where we're going.
Can I just say something? I'm not going to talk about whales, despite what you might be thinking. I'm not going to talk about whales. Something we talked about following James Woolard at BritVoxUS on Twitter. One of the most interesting things about him is that behind his house is this creek, and he has a trail cam out on a piece of probably on a tree or something like that. And he will post the footage that he gets from this trail cam. And there are some like incredible animals, like foxes, and I think I've seen beavers on there, and even mountain lions, and all of these different things in his backyard. It's so cool. And as somebody who like loves animals. And the wild.
Is that a 6'5" man pretending to be a Tyrannosaurus in the river?
He looks like he's trying to rip the heart out of a 9-year-old.
Whoa. Let's go up. He got carried off by truckodactyl. James, you're the best for having that and sharing it with us, and never stop sharing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so anyway, I will post that picture because I want, when you're feeling at your lowest point for this season of this show, I want you to think about that guy, Serene Gregor.
Yeah.
Serene Karate Gregor, who is at peace, not at all at peace, but at peace with his decision to take photos on Child Photo Day.
Yeah. I, I like that. I like to think about recording podcasts in honor of that man who's dead inside. I don't know.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah.
It brings me to this question, which still has nothing to do with the Sounders. I promise we'll get to it.
I don't even care.
What's the worst photo that's ever been taken of you? Is there like if somebody brings that question, is there a photo that jumps to the top of your head if you're like, that's, I don't want people to see this picture?
Can it be like if they do LOL, but obviously this makes me look terrible? Is
sure,
that okay?
Yeah, I think that's fine. It doesn't have to be like, oh, look it, there's Greg's broken arm or whatever it is, you know?
Or like, I have this friend called Bill, and he would just always take photos of everyone all the time.
Sure.
Just like he would just have his phone out like this and just be like, as you were doing stuff, he would just take like three pictures.
Yeah.
And then like, so there'd be like you making the face that like when you pause the television while you're watching Netflix, it's like,
Yeah, you know.
Casey Keller's mid-speech at the pregame, and he like looks like he's like been hit in the face with like a tetherball or something like that. You know, he would just post those photos of people and call them, what is that called, candid photos?
Sure, yeah.
And like, I never want to see any of those ever again because no one looks good. You have nine chins, and it's like, it doesn't.
Sure.
Anyway, there's a picture of me when I was in my early 20s, and I was in a punk rock band, and we were playing a punk rock concert or something like that. And somebody had a bottle of like a spray, like sunscreen.
Okay.
And they sprayed it on me, and it looks like I took a hot the face. And I am making the face to match it. And it exists, and it gets posted by someone once in a while, every few years or whatever.
Yeah.
And every time I'm like, oh my God. And then I like, well, my parents are dead, so whatever. Who cares?
Well, and you're a dad now, so it's like your whole life is just down the tube anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I've got two answers to this. The first photo that comes to my mind is when I was in college at Western Washington University, there was a soccer team that had just got launched up there called Bellingham United FC. They played in the Evergreen Premier League in Washington, which is a bunch of like small non-league teams.
Oh. Like Kitsap Pumas?
Yeah. They were part of that. And,
R.I.P.
Bellingham United still exists. Their jerseys look just like the Newcastle United jerseys. They also compete in the indoor league now. There was this definitely white supremacist who led the supporters group, and he also led the Bellingham faction of the Sounders supporters group. Super awesome. Don't know if he's still involved. Hope not. So there was a picture of me, though, at a game trying to grab like one of the t-shirt cannon t-shirts that got shot out, and the face that I'm making is very much like,
oh, it reminds me of the pictures that we have of you on the sidelines of the Sounders.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great.
I'll see if I can find it. I'm sure I'll be able to find it. My brother's probably listening to this podcast right now going, oh, I know exactly the photo, and then he will post it if I don't.
Please do.
And then the other one is this photo right here that my wife took of me that I'm always like, please don't share this anywhere.
What is that?
Yeah, it's a Polaroid. It's one of those candid photos. I had a hoodie over my head. It was very cold.
You look like a guy in the comments section.
Yeah. Put some sunglasses on me, and I am a selfie-taking Republican.
No, it's not even that. It's like, it looks like you run 5chan.
Oh, yeah.
Not even like 4chan.
That's what I should have done when I used to work for the Sounders. I should have started S2chan.
See, your opportunity missed.
Dang it.
Yeah, that's we would love to see. We'll post some of these photos and stuff. We would love to see yours at Full 90 Podcast on Twitter. If you could share a photo that, I honestly believe that if you put these things out there and we can laugh about it, then it makes the picture, it takes the value away from the picture.
Sure,
and it can't hold you the same way that it maybe once has.
Well, just to bring this in a little bit to what we're here to talk about today, is soccer, the Sounders. And something that I think about is often, you know, the defender Phil Jones for Manchester United has the great photo of him trying to defend a ball off of the line on his hands and knees. Yeah, exactly. You've just made the face. It's terrible. Think about all of these, like, professional athletes who are having photos taken of them, photographs taken of the, all of a sudden I'm Botas.
Swedish. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's from Finland, everyone.
Well, the same thing. And they have these photos being taken of them all the time, and they're jumping up and doing all these crazy moves and jumps and things like, and putting in like maximum effort, 100%, hopefully 100% of the time, unless you're Roman Torres, you just stay up top and decide not to run back to play central defense. And like, there's probably
attacking center back invented by the Sounders.
Yeah, there's probably so many pictures that you just never want to have posted of you, but you just have absolutely no choice.
Yeah, it's part of the trade-off, right?
Yeah.
It's, of being in the limelight like that. Look at when the Trump guy was president. All of the publications all posted the worst photos of him that they could find that weren't like him sneezing.
Yeah.
But like where he'd just be like between sentences and just look like a total donk. And like it was, yeah. When people take 1,000 photos of you an hour, like,
yeah, not all of them are going to be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're Christian Roldan. I mean, that kid's got some eyebrows that I feel like it would be hard to take a bad picture of that man.
I mean, you get a Polaroid at night, and I'm sure we can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was one of those fun Insta pics, right?
Yeah, it's like a Instax from
Instax.
Fujifilm wearing the hoodie that my dad probably got for free from Boeing. That has.
How old are you there?
This is like a couple of years ago, man.
You look like you're like 16.
I know. It's like a hoodie that my dad got for free from Boeing because he works there, and then he gave it to me for Christmas because he's not great at presents.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of people who look like they're 16, bad to see Ethan Dobelaire out at the Seattle Sounders.
Yeah,
he's been loaned out specifically.
Loaned. Imagine
to
like,
a team I can't pronounce.
Yeah, some team in the Czech Republic, I suppose. Yeah. It's been so long since we talked on the show. There's been a lot of like player movement. Like we haven't talked
just about the Rui Diaz drama alone on its own.
I think that's one of the last things we talked about, right?
Did we even talk about it?
We speculated about the Instagram post that
you shared. We talked about it. Yeah, we definitely talked about all of these things for sure.
Of course, yeah, on our weekly podcast that we do.
Very professional.
But I mean, all things considered, the TLDR of this offseason for the Seattle Sounders is that Garth
TLDP, too long didn't pod.
Too lazy didn't pod.
Yeah, there we go. That's it.
That Garth Lagerwey is a madman, genius, arithmetic, mathematician, accountant, and was able to find a way to sign Albert Rusnak and get all of our DPs back on contracts.
Everyone was real excited, and I kept seeing people making jokes about him being a snack and stuff like that. And those tattoos, what a snack. Ooh.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I've never even heard of this person.
Dude, he like gave the Sounders so much grief as a player for RSL. I mean, yeah, it's RSL. You can be forgiven for not knowing who he is off the top of your head.
Yeah.
But he's one of those players who is kind of like...
There's like Joseph Smith, Mitt Romney, and then like Brigham Young is pretty much all I know about Salt Lake City.
I mean, what's his face? Nick Raimondo. I feel like you could give him a shout. No, the old goalkeeper, Kyle Beckerman. Beckerman?
Yeah, no.
Beckerman.
Yeah.
No, Rusnak was like one of those players.
Everyone from SLC Punk, I know them too.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah. And what about the guy, who was it that wrote the freaking anthem for basically the RSL, the punk
Good
rock?
Charlotte, the anthem?
No.
This is the anthem, come.
Throw all your hands up, Mormon. Don't want to be Mormon. Sorry, if you're Latter-day Saints or Mormon and listening to this, apologies. Anyway, the Sounders are able to sign Rusnak, and all they really lose this offseason is Ethan Dobelaire on loan, Brad Bradsmith. I mean, that's a pretty big one. My brother just bought, not just, I mean, it was like a year ago, but brought a full 90 podcast themed Brad Bradsmith jersey. now that I'm thinking about it, so Brad Bradsmith is number 11. He really should have put 1-1-1 on the jersey.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, and then Nico Benazé. I mean, like, really, the Sounders not losing that many players in the offseason and able to retain all of the big names and even sign a couple new ones.
Where did Nico Benazé end up then? What happened to him? Did they
I don't think he's anywhere yet. I don't think he's not gone anywhere.
Wow, I wonder if they're going to try and sign him for nothing then.
I don't know.
Montero him.
Yeah.
Do you think he didn't get along? Or like, he was like a big help during the end of the last season.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, honestly. I think that he was just, a casualty of being able to pick up a contract of Albert Rusnak, being able to re-sign guys like Kellen Rowe, being able to properly re-sign Rui Diaz, Joao Paulo, and Javier Arrillaga, and then be able to go sign to proper professional contracts Sam Adeniran and Dylan Tevez, and who is this? Who was the MVP finalist, one of the MVP finalists, the Mac Herman Trophy is what it's called, but it's essentially the MVP for the NCAA season, the collegiate soccer season from UW, put him on a proper professional contract. Obed Vargas, who's an academy player, played down at Tacoma Defiance, gets signed to a professional contract. Adeniran, who had a few shots here and there last year. What's the other dude's name? Striker. I can't think of it, but put him on a professional contract as well. So, I mean, realistically, the Sounders didn't get weaker. If anything, got stronger. Garth Lagerwey, who's typically one to kind of downplay what the Sounders are going to be able to do in the season, oh, you know, we'll see, we're going to prioritize this league or this cup or whatever it is, sounds like he is coming out a gunning in 2022, looking for all of the trophies that they can get.
Yeah, the Sounders sent out an email that was like, this is like the best squad we've ever put together. Like the confidence, the swagger there.
It's the opposite of trying to play down the hype.
Yeah, play up the hype.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that doesn't seem like a very Schmetzer thing, but there must be a locker room to back it of some sort.
Sure. I think today I saw a video of Schmetzer just talking about how good the vibe. So the team has just gotten together. It's currently Wednesday, February 8th, and the team has just gotten together in Palm Springs for their next
Tuesday even.
Yeah, sure. Who knows what is it Tuesday? It's not Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, February 8th.
Oh my gosh. Hey, I'm on paid leave right now. The dates mean nothing to me. But the team just got together in Palm Springs for their next training camp. They were down in Tucson for a little bit. And Schmetz was on an interview with a great background, by the way. I'm not going to spoil it, but if you can go to Twitter, find the interview on at Sounders FC. It's great background. And it actually features our biggest boy. Our former biggest boy. And he said that the vibes in the locker room are great. He said the players are getting along. They're all getting together. Knew who's going to join them. Returning from AFCON, he's going to join them in California. So I don't know. It seems like there's a really good energy around this team right now. And, you know, it sucks to see a guy like Brad Bradsmith go, who goes and signs for DC United, which apparently they love to pick up our old wingers. I think they got, like, Tony Alfaro. They got Jovan Jones for a bit there, I think. So I don't know. It's going to be, it's hard not to get your hopes up the way that the top brass are talking about this team for the new season.
Now, I don't want to get into the specifics of the little digit money that we're talking about and the impossibilities of Gam and Tam and all that stuff, right? But the three DPs for the year, Rusnak, Rui Diaz, and Montero, just kidding, and Nico,
Ladero.
Yeah, not Benazé, he's gone. But Ladero, those three guys are the DPs. Who is the agent of Joao Paulo?
Right.
And why is he not fired? Like, he's the most, he was clearly the most important person besides Rui Diaz on that field last year. Well, there's nobody who made a bigger difference than that guy. An international player, and he's not playing as a DP. Boggles my mind.
Is he not the DP, or is Rusnak not the DP? Are you, like, we're sure that Rusnak is the designated player for the new season?
I just remember tweeting, like, wait, who are the DPs to either Oshan or
they said it was Rusnak, yeah. Rui Diaz, and literally, I don't know. I think, like, Joao Paulo is probably making designated player money. He's obviously, like, doing that, but what I was able to read is one of the big offloadings by selling a guy like Brad Bradsmith to DC United, the Sounders were actually able to balance their budget and buy down some of those other positions, most notably as a guy like Joao Paulo, who, using all of the, like you were saying, Gam and Tam and all of those things, were able to bring down his salary the way that his salary looks on paper, not the actual amount of new who's he's making in a season.
Oh, I wonder how many new who's going to make this year.
Whew. I mean,
I bet you it's going to start getting challenging to hold on to him, right?
I think he's gone this summer.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And I hope after the, you know, he was named AFCON team of the tournament at the African Federation Cup of Nations tournament that just wrapped up. Congratulations to Senegal. But, like, that's big for this kid who, you know, we're making train jokes about 2 years ago. I mean, we still are.
Windmill arms, yeah.
Yeah, and his action figure legs.
Yeah, human tech.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, Yeah, and but he's only improved the whole time, and sure. I feel like with Jimmy out, maybe it's time for him to find a new mentor at a bigger sure. at a bigger squad somewhere.
Yeah, it's we've talked.
I'd be proud.
I think absolutely, and I think every offseason so far we have talked about. There's been rumors of like a second division or even lower first division French side looking at Nuhu as a squad player for their team, possibly coming in, paying for him maybe $1 million or less even to sign him to their squad. We're talking now, if you look at different numbers that players are throwing around, I mean, he shut down effectively Mohamed Salah in the semifinal game against Egypt.
Wait, is that guy good?
Yeah, I mean, not apparently not when you put him against Nuhu, but he shuts down what people, I mean, arguably could say right now is that one of the best players in world football.
Oh, right? Yeah, for sure.
If not the best player in world soccer.
And, I mean, no Ballon d'Or, but he's right there.
Yeah, and so I think if you knew who has put himself on the map, I mean, it's the same thing as people have said that DeAndre, it happened to DeAndre Yedlin at the 2014 World Cup when he was shutting down the Netherlands as the USA played. And soon after, he was signed for Tottenham and loaned left and right and center, right? But yeah. Nuhu, I think, is one of those guys whose stock value to the Sounders even has gone up. So if the Sounders are able to sell him this summer, they are making at least, in my opinion, three times what they would have been able to sell him for before AFCON.
If the Sounders want to do him a solid, they should trade him to Colorado. So that way,
get him Kroenke to Arsenal. Yeah,
can send him over to the EPL.
Yeah,
we could see a Nuhu Arsenal.
New Arsenal, new yeah. Arsenu who? That sounds like an Arsene Wenger Nuhu child. Arsene Nuhu.
I'm not opposed.
It's funny. I listened to a few different podcasts that cover the Premier League, and in those podcasts, they will also cover things like the FA Cup, the African Cup of Nations, all of these other tournaments. Right? They'll cover the World Cup, all that. It was funny to listen to these podcasts talk about Nuhu, these shows that would typically never cover MLS or anybody from MLS, and then unless they're playing on the national stage, talking about Nuhu as a absolute up and comer defender who was able to shut down Mohamed Salah. So it's just to goes to show. I mean, it's a small sample size, obviously, of what I'm talking about. Listening to just a few shows, but you've got international press at this point talking about this player who finished in third place in the African Cup of Nations with Cameroon, with the hosts, right? So, I don't know, amazing for him, this kid who we joke about making $65,000 being one Nuhu, because a couple of seasons ago, he was making the league minimum. Now, you know, you look at him, and you're right, like Jimmy Traore being gone, his French-speaking defender coach, who's now out. But you look at
a Champions League winner.
A Champions League winner. You look at him being gone, like Nuhu might be looking for other opportunities now and on a much bigger stage, and they're going to come calling. I am very sure of it.
That's so Nuhu!
Now, remember, Brandon, when they launched the 25th anniversary kit and every team, everyone wears Adidas, every team got their own version of it. And then they ran it for two seasons because of the pandemic, and I'm guessing they were maybe going to anyway. Do you think the Seattle is going to get a new primary kit in 2022?
Yeah, so the way it's supposed to work is that every 2 years, the Sounders will get a new kit, whether it's their replacing their Rave Green, their primary kit, or their secondary kit, which this year has been... Or last year was the Jimi Hendrix kit, which will carry through for one more year. This year, the Sounders are due for a new primary kit. There's been zero leaks. There's not even been design information leaks about what patterns or design elements that we might be able to expect.
Good, because I had to hear about how did we get the information about it last time when you just kind of hypothesized what it was going to be.
Yeah.
when the Sunset one came out. And,
yeah, the black and pink, the Nightfall kit. Yeah.
And nailed it. And they were like, how did you guys know? And we're like, what?
I just took the rumors that I found on Reddit, and I know Photoshop. So I didn't know, but thank you for confirming that that's what it is. Now, there's been zero leaks. You can't go find what the kit's going to look like anywhere online.
But I mean, it could also not come out for another month, right?
Sure. Well, and something that I'm seeing, there's been a few things that I've seen. One is that teams like Colorado, LA Galaxy are teasing that they are releasing their new kits on February 15th, which is just in a week here. That might be a league-wide, potentially, or like the first kind of wave of kits that are going to be able to be revealed in the new season. So maybe expect the Sounders, that announcement at Longacres, or sorry, that announcement, the Sounders have said that they're going to make an announcement on the 16th, February 16th, and most signs point to them announcing Longacres as this brand new training facility. Could they bundle that with a kit release? I could see them. I could see them doing that. Now I think that they would start to tease that release sooner rather than later. So the longer that it goes without hearing anything, the less likely I am thinking that that is going to happen on the same day.
Well, and what I mean, if they're going to do one, like, when does the regular season start? The 27th?
Sure. Well, the first game that they play this season is February 17th. They're playing in the Cup of CONCACAF Cup again. And they're playing the 17th against Matagua.
Yeah, but that you wear the Jimi Hendrix for that, right?
Sure, yeah. Well, and so even in their preseason matches so far.
February 27th, Seattle at Nashville, so you don't do it there. The first home match is March 5th. With Real Salt Lake at Seattle Sounders. So if you're going to have a new shirt and you're going to do it by the time you need them for the new season, it's got to be any time now.
Yeah. Well, speaking of new kits, I just got the Ballard FC kit in the mail. It's sweet, man. It's really cool. The inside of the sleeve, I didn't even notice this until I took it off the other day, but the inside of the right sleeve, there's a little tag on it it's like a sunset. And then on the inside it says Ufda, which is one of the it's amazing. Now actually I just thought about this. You know how the Sounders have the 90, which is that event space and trophy case in Pioneer Square? I could see them keeping it there, but do you think that with a move to Longacres and with this brand new facility, do you think that they move all of the trophies down, or do they keep it on the route that ECS and the March to the Match take on the way to
the second? Yeah, they keep it there. Except the one problem being that real estate is so expensive now.
Well, the Sounders have already, they don't even own the office space that they had up there on the second floor anymore. All of their employees are remote, I'm sure, because they've been anticipating this move. And I'm assuming that they're going to open up a new front office at this training facility at Longacres, I would imagine, going the route of what most teams around the world do, where they centralize all of their operations.
So everyone's working remote right now?
Right now, yeah. Yeah.
That's wild.
So that second floor on South Jackson, where I used to work, is
right around the corner from that teriyaki place.
Oh, dude, Asia Ginger with the robot lady that was so amazing.
The spicy chicken.
Oh, knew who would love. I don't know if you ever went there, I think I wonder if they get rid of that event space and they maybe just create a trophy case that is viewable from the walk.
Oh, interesting. Like maybe that's
speculation.
Maybe they wheel it out for game day or something like that and keep it at the stadium.
Yeah, whose job is it to drive the truck with all of the trophies from Longacres to Lumen Field every match day?
Now, one final thing. I did not see anything about this, and you caught me off guard about a Premier League star headed to Chicago. We design our own kit in-house, or our own logo in-house, Fire. I know they've changed it,
It's like marginally better. Two things about Chicago Fire. So Ezra Hendrickson, former coach of S2, now the head coach of the Chicago Fire. Very cool to see him get his opportunity there. And secondly, the Chicago Fire are all but confirmed to announce very shortly the signing of Jerdan Shaqiri. I guess
fire hydrant with football boots.
Yeah,
he
is new who but Swiss.
Yeah, he's like new who with holes.
No, so what? How similar is a Swiss new who to an Australian Wilson?
G'day.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.